And now, today's word.
Well, as you know, for some time now, I've been teaching on faith. And I just feel that in times that we live in, it's important for people to learn to walk by faith and not by sight. So God's people must learn to walk by faith. So I'm continuing in that same vein, talking about faith. So I'm speaking, I think the last time I talked about faith, I talked about saying what God says. And today my topic is faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. Faith is not just something you believe, but faith always requires that you do something. There is a doing part of faith. And today we're going to look at the doing part of faith. What must I do? What must we do when we have faith that God is going to do something for us? So please stand with me to the book of James in the New Testament. And we're going to look at James chapter 2, verses 18 to 26. James chapter 2, verses 18 to 26. I suppose you know where to find James. For those of you who are not familiar with where he is, go to the latter part of your Bible. You'll find him somewhere. If you find Hebrews, you find James. James chapter 2, verse 18 to 26, and I'm going to base much of what I teach today on this passage. Let's hear the reading of God's word. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man? I don't like saying that, but you know, it's in the Bible, so I read it and it's as if I'm insulting you. But you know, just take it that it's not me insulting you. But do you want to know, O foolish man or woman, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works? And by works, faith was made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says that Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is not justified by works, is justified by works and not by faith only. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another day? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Very interesting. Now, in this passage, the Bible creates a link between our faith and our works. So let me first try and define those two words, faith and works. First, faith. What is faith? And this is my simple definition of faith. Faith is believing that God would do what he says he would do. Faith is believing that God will do what he says he would do. If God says he will save you, he will save you. If God says he will bless you, he will bless you. If God says he will prosper you, he will prosper you. And if you believe that he will do what he says he will do, you have faith. Faith is just simply believing that God will do what he says he will do. It is trusting God to do what he has promised. So what is works? What is works? Works is corresponding actions we take because of our faith. Corresponding actions we take because of our faith. It is not just about doing something. It is doing something based on your faith. So, when the Bible talks about works here, it is not just being active or taking an action or just doing something. It is doing something because of faith. So, faith, believing that God will do what he says he would do. Works is acting based on your belief that God will do what he says he will do. Those two words are very important if we're going to receive from God. As the scripture said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. There are a few things I want to say about faith and works. First, is that faith without works is fruitless. The writer of James actually said foolishness, but I just said fruitless. Faith without works is fruitless. It is possible to have faith and still not see any results. Very possible. Because faith without works will not yield any fruit. And I like an example that Dr. Fred Price uses to distinguish between having real faith and merely believing in something. And I think I will use it to explain that. So imagine that a man walks into church. Now, I know that's not going to happen, but he walks into the church. He comes in front here and falls down. And when the man falls down, we all gather around him and wonder why he has fallen down. He seems weak and he's collapsed. So doctors in the church come and examine the man, take his vital statistics and say that, well, all things seem equal. The man's okay, but he's just hungry. He's starving to death. That's why he's come to collapse. And if he doesn't get food in the next 2 hours, he will die. So people rush out from the church and go and bring all kinds of food. Some bring water, some bring juices. They bring all kinds of fruits. And then they bring hardcore food like like kinky and fish and banku and okra soup, and people bring ice kinky, which is supposed to revive people. So here they come and the person is collapsing here, and the food and the fruits and the juices are all around him. And they ask the man who is dying or who is hungry, do you believe that if you take in these foods, you will be well? And the man says, yes, I believe that if I take this food and I eat it, I will be well. And another person keeps asking, do you really, really believe that if you eat this food, you will be well and you will be able to walk out of the church strong and healthy? He says, yes, I believe that if I eat this food, I will be well. Remember, he has 2 hours. Already it took 15 minutes to bring the food in. And so they keep asking him and he says, yes, I believe. Yes, I believe. 30 minutes goes. Yes, I believe. 1 hour. Gone. Yes, I believe if I eat this food, I will be well. It smells good. It's a good food. I know it. It has power to make me strong. 1 hour, 30 minutes. He's confessing his belief. After 1 hour, 30 minutes, in addition to the 15 minutes used to assemble the food, it's now 1 hour, 45 minutes. So he has 15 minutes left, according to the calculation of the doctor. But he still says, yes, I believe. 1 hour, 50 minutes. Yes, I believe. 1 hour, 55 minutes. Yes, I believe. 56 minutes. Yes, I believe. 57 minutes. Yes, I believe. 58 minutes. Yes, I believe. 59 minutes. Yes, I believe. 2 hours gone. Did he have belief? Yes. Did he have faith? Yes. Did his faith work? No. Why? Because faith without corresponding action is dead. It's not enough to have faith and believe that God will do it. You have to do something to demonstrate your faith. So faith must have an action. And there are people who believe God will do something, and they say it, oh, I believe it to be well. You know, in Ghana, we say, oh, ebe ye ye, debi debi, 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 ebe ye ye, debi debi. So faith must have corresponding actions. So faith without works is fruitless. It's dead. Conversely, works without faith is senseless. You cannot just act. You can not just do something. Can you imagine what would have happened if the children of Israel marched around the walls of Jericho without any faith? So they are acting, but there is no faith. They go around the walls and go, they can go 1,000 times, but you and I know no wall will fall down, because the walls fell down by faith. How did faith come? Faith comes by hearing the word of God. God told them, if you do this, the walls will come down. They acted on his word, but they could also have acted without faith. So faith without works is dead. Works without faith is senseless. So there has to be works, there has to be faith, but the two must work together. So James chapter, the passage you read, verse 22 says, by our faith is made perfect by our works. So my faith is fulfilled by the actions I take. My faith is fulfilled by the actions I take. It's not enough just to believe God is going to do it. It's not enough just to say, I believe it will happen. But faith must have corresponding actions. Faith without works is dead. If you believe that God wants you to be a medical doctor, you must learn science, the sciences. You must go to medical school and prepare to be a doctor. You cannot say, I believe I will be a doctor, but you don't learn biology, you don't learn physics, you don't learn chemistry, but I believe I will be a doctor. I believe I'm called to be a doctor. That faith is great. But if you believe so, then you're going to pay extra attention to the science subjects. And when it's time for you to choose a school, you will not go to engineering school. You will not go to business school. You will not go to law school. Because if you have faith that you're supposed to be a medical doctor, your actions must correspond with your faith. I believe I must be a doctor, so I'm going to choose a medical school. If you believe God will keep you safe, you must drive within the speed limit and wear a seatbelt. Why would a person drive within the speed limit? Because he believed God wants him to be safe. Now, some people think if you believe God wants you to be saved, then you drive beyond the speed limit. That means you don't believe God wants you to be safe. If you believe God wants you to be safe, then you drive within the speed limit. And anytime you drive, you put on your seatbelt, because faith without works is dead. Faith, your actions must correspond with your faith. If you believe God wants you to be well, you eat well and you exercise. Why do you eat well and exercise? It's because you believe God wants you to be well. If you don't believe God wants you to be well, you're going to eat poison into your system. But if you have faith that he will keep you well, you're going to eat well. Faith must always correspond with your actions. So the writer says, show me your works and I will show you your faith. You want to know what a person believes? Look at what he does. If a person wants to live long life, he's not going to be reckless with his life. You don't quote, with long life, he will satisfy me and drive at 140 kilometers per hour. When you do that, you are saying with short life. Because faith must have corresponding action.